And this we'll see later. Rashi says, Lo'echlov, Shor Lo'echlov, Tidim Aforash B'yos. The Gemara later will explain that here there's a Gzeras HaKosu that still is kosher. So now here what? He had Lo'echlov two machshavis. Now, Hechidami, how are we talking about Yadis two machshavis? L'shem the five people that could eat, and l'shem the five people that can't eat. In name of B'shtei Avoides, if you want to tell me by two different Avoides, the time, what's the reason? The Choshev B'Zrika, because we had the machshava B'Shazrika. Why? That's why you want to tell me it's kosher. And you're telling me now that it's only kosher because you had it through two different avoides. So the first avoides, shchita, was done l'shem oichlev, the people that could eat. The second one, shchel oichlev, that was done b'shas rikam. And the reason why it's kosher, the ein machsheves oichlev is rikam. We don't have to have this machshev at all. It's not nogeya who could eat it or not, b'shas is rikam. It's only halacha b'shas the shchita. B'shas to koyin, or the weber shech the carbon, he has to have a mind only for the people that could eat from the meat. But if he has the wrong machshava for the people that can't eat b'shas rikam, that doesn't possible. That's a pasuk later, like Rashi says. Ein machsheves psul oichlin, hagoyin chelov zok himself b'zrika. De b'shchitu d'chsivei oichlin, lefi ochlai t'choysu. The pasuk says b'shas shchita oichlan lefi the pasuk says lefi ochlay techoysay vaino tishchet you should shecht it kede matargmin b'shachet v'yichos. So it says lefi ochlay techoysu b'shas the shchita you have to shecht the korban pesach for people that could eat it. So as long as b'shas shchita you thought for the people that could eat it, even though later b'shas rika you only thinking of these other five people that can't eat it, it doesn't pass to the korban. So if that's p'shan, the next mishnah. You want to tell me why he's a kosher? Because he had the raw machshava b'shas rika. But it's a diyuk. Ho ba'avoid achas, mashma if he had both machshavas b'shas shchita, kegoyin b'shchita, to mahan yibay machshava soichlin posel. You want to tell me this posel? That's what you want to tell me b'shan this next mishnah. That's not true. V'akaymalon, we hold, miksas oichlin loy poselah. If b'shash you made the shchita, you had in mind that I call upon him, you had in mind for 10 people. Five of them could eat, and five of them can't eat. Even though you had in mind right now for these five people that can't eat, it doesn't pass for the korban. As long as you had in mind for at least one person that could eat, it's kosher. That's the locha. For kaimelon, miksas oichlin leposla. As long as somebody could eat, even though you also have in mind people that can't eat, that doesn't pass on. So here, why is the korban possible then? Notice, you want to tell me that the only reason why it's kosher is because it's two different avoides, and the second machshava was b'shas rika. Mashma, if both machshavas were b'shas shchita, it would be possible. That's a kashra, and you know, nothing doing. Even if you had both machshavas b'shas shchita, still it would be kosher. So, what does the ik now? Eli, you have to tell me, la b'avoid achas, that avada, this mishnah, the next mishnah is talking about one avoidum. Notice, b'shas shchita, you had in mind to shecht it for the five people that could eat, and for the five people that can't eat. And still the din is that's kosher. That's the chiddush. Even though b'shas shchita you thought to shecht it for people that can't eat from the korban, but since you also thought the people that could eat, the korban is kosher. So that's only a chiddush of during one avodah of the shchita. So b'zoi, umid the seif of avodah achas, since the next mishnah is talking about one avodah, l'chur reishonam of avodah achas, our mishnah should also only be talking about during one avodah. That during one avoid either shritum or else kabbalah, first you thought lishmoi, and then you thought shalai lishmoi. And like this, our mishnah has to only go according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Mori answers again, no, there's no raya from the next mishnah to our mishnah. Freddy Mara, me the iri, is one talking, one has to do with the other mishnah. Hokadisa, vokadisa. Each mishnah has its own say. Hokadisa, this mishnah is like it says. Vokadisa, this one is like it says. Say for the next mishnah, b'avoidach is true. The other whole chiddush is only during one avoidum. B'shash you're doing the shchita, the chiddush is, even though then you have in mind to shecht it for the five people that can't eat, still the korban is kosher, since you also have in mind for the five people that could eat. That's only chiddush b'shash one avoidum. But I'll tell you, Reisha, the first mishnah, our mishnah here, i'oi b'avoidach is, maybe it's talking about both machshavos took place during one avoidum, and like this, it has to go only according to Rabbi Yossi, or if you stay avoidus, or else maybe no, the Mishnah even goes according to Rabbi Meir, and it's talking about during two different avoidus. So first, b'shas shchita, you thought lishmoi, good, but then b'shas kabbalah, you thought shalai lishmoi, and that's possible even according to Rabbi Meir. So So the kids, so the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. The Gemara blies by a Shaila, what is our Mishnah talking about? We are popped the Shaila, we don't have a real answer for it yet. We're invited to another Shaila now. Iboilihu, I have a new question now. Pesach sheshochetu v'shar yemois hashono lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi mahu. A korban Pesach is an interesting halacha. A korban Pesach really is a shlomim. That's what it really is. No, b'shas you bring this korban on erev Pesach, the bismanoi is considered a korban Pesach. Let's say you makriv a korban a month before Pesach, and you say this korban should be for korban Pesach. The halacha is you can still shecht it now before this man if you have in mind to do with the shem shlomim. If you have in mind to do with shalom lishmo, means even though I was makdish mechila for korban Pesach, if I make an akira, that means I have in mind right now to shecht the shem shlomim, the korban is kosher. Because really, we'll see later on, every Pesach really is a shlomim. There's only a gzeirah kasev that when it comes, erev Pesach, bismano, it has to be done the shem of korban Pesach. Or who had then after Pesach? The Pesach went by, and you didn't bring the korban then. The same thing. After the Pesach, you could also bring your korban for a shem shlomim. But when? If you have in mind, shalom l'shemoy. You have to think now, I don't want to shecht l'shem a korban Pesach. I want to shecht l'shalom l'shemoy, l'shem shlomim. If I have in mind l'shem shlomim, that's called am oiker. I take off the shem Pesach, and it remains the korban shlomim that it always is. But let's say the opposite way. If you're a day before Erev Pesach, or else after, if you have in mind to do it l'shem a korban Pesach, then it's possible. Because a korban Pesach is only kosher on Erev Pesach itself. It's only kosher Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's the only time you can bring a korban Pesach. If you bring it the 13th or before that, you can't bring a korban Pesach then. So you have this korban Pesach that you amak the shit mitchila. You took this seh and you said, I raise you the korban Pesach. And you're now a week before Pesach. If you have in mind, shalom l'shmoi, the korban is kosher. But if you have in mind to do l'shem Pesach, then the korban is possible. That's an interesting halacha. This is the only case you have it by a korban Pesach. So we have a shalom like this. Yiboyelihu. Pesach sheshachatu b'shah yemois hashona. There's the rest of the year, not Erev Pesach. You have this korban Pesach that was huktash, l'shem korban Pesach, and you shecht it now on a different date. Is l'shmoi. You do it now, l'shmoi l'shem korban Pesach, which is a wrong machshava. That's going to pass this korban now. V'shalei l'shmoi. But you also had a mind to do it, l'shem shlomim, which that machshava would make it kosher. That's called an akira. You're taking off the shem Pesach of it, and you're leaving it with the din shlomim, and then it would be kosher. Maho. What's the loch here? You had these two machshavas, a bad one and a good one. What's the loch? Mi yossi, do we say, mi yossi shalei l'shmoi. The last machshava you thought of shlel l'shmoi, which is a good machshava that makes it into a shlomin, so that's the ikka machshava or mapik lei midei l'shmoi, and that would take away from the first machshava you thought to make l'shem korban Pesach or machshalei, and then this korban would be kosher. See, even though so far Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir we didn't have such a man the yom like this, so Rashi says this is a new shayla now. Maybe when you say something first, here you said first on 2 weeks before Pesach. You want this to be l'shem Pesach. That's no good. Then you had a mind, no, I want it to be for shlomim. That is a good machshava. Maybe your second machshava, you take away the first machshava, and we'll only go bust to the second machshava. So then in such case, it should be kosher. That's a new shofet. Is there such a man the yom or not? Yeah. Oiloi, Samara says, that was a suffix. Miyasim was marlin ben l'shmoi, umachshalei, oiloi, you don't say it. Samara, kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omar Amrisa l'shmaita came with Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Dimi said over this shayla, said over this question to Rav Yirmiyah. Hoyalul, and he said like this. Rav Dimi told Rav Yirmiyah like this. Hoyalul l'shmoi, machshira bismanai. But on Erev Pesach itself, if you have in mind to do with the shem Pesach, it's kosher. V'shter l'shmoi, Machshiroi shloi bizmanai. Now, when you have the thought to do it l'shem mishlomim after Pesach or before Pesach, that's what makes it kosher. Now, shloi bizmanai, when it's not erev Pesach, then the machshava shloi lishmoi, that makes it kosher. So now I'll tell you like this: ma lishmoi, just like when you have a machshava on erev Pesach lishmoi to do it l'shem korban Pesach, ha machshiroi bizmanai, that when you do that on erev Pesach bizmanai, the korban is kosher. Still we say, Ein moitzi midei shleil lishmoi. That's what our Mishnah says. If first you had a machshava, you had a thought to do this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, shleil lishmoi. First you thought to do it l'shem shlomim. And then you had a mind to do it l'shmo, l'shem Korban Pesach. Still the Mishnah says it's possible. So you see, the second machshava cannot rectify the first machshava. Still it's possible. Is af, the same thing should apply here also. Af shleil lishmoi, the same thing, when you have this machshava of this Korban Pesach to do it l'shem shlomim, that makes this carbon kosher when it's not Erev Pesach. When it's not Erev Pesach the rest of the year, if you have in mind to bring this carbon, the shame shlomim, the lachri of the carbon is kosher. Still, I'll tell you, ein moitziya midei l'shmoi. It can't take away from the first machshav you had to do it l'shmoi, l'shem carbon Pesach, upasal, and it'll be possible. So this is what Rav Dimi told over to Rav Yirmiyah. And as that goes to Smara. That just like on Erev Pesach itself, if you first think Shalei L'Shmoi, and then you think L'Shmoi still is possible, who went in the opposite way now. By not on Erev Pesach, if you first think L'Shmoi, which makes it possible, even though later you think Shalei L'Shmoi, you can't make it kosher. That's what Rav Dimi wanted to tell Rav Yirmiyah. So like, what's your question? Of course it's no good. So he answered back, Rav Yirmiyah said, no, I understand the question very good. I'll tell you, there's no tzusha. You can't bring me raya from your case. Lo yimamata, it's no good to bring a proof from your case. Because your case is different. Lo yimamata, imamata, if we say it by your case, shaloi lishmoi, when you first had the machshava on Erev Pesach, you first thought this korban I'm doing now l'shem shlomim. So you made mamash a psul of shaloi lishmoi. That's a tremendous psul. Why? Shekeinoi b'chol azvachim. By all other kachim also there's such a psul. Any carbon you have, a shlomim, a chatis, an oila, if you think shalei l'shmoi, you make a psul in the carbon. Like we said before, a chatis and a pesach is posul legamri. Other carbonis, you could bring the carbon, but the bialim doesn't have the kapora. It's called a posul carbon. So therefore, on Erev Pesach itself, when the psul was what? That you thought shalei l'shmoi, that's a tremendous psul. For that, I'll tell you later, when you think l'shmoi, you can't take away that first psul that you made. Tayoma, you want to tell me in our case now, be l'shmoi. We're talking about not Erev Pesach. The rest of the year. You have this Korban Pesach. Now here, what makes the Korban psul if you think l'shmoi? If you think the shech, this Korban Pesach, l'shem of Korban Pesach, that's what makes it psul. Because today is not Erev Pesach. Shekein ein anoy b'chol azvochim. Such a type of a psul you don't have by any other carbon. There's no other carbon in the world like that. Every other carbon, if you think to do it, l'shem chatis, l'shem oila, l'shem shlomim, of course it's kosher. That's the din. The din is shechted l'shem its carbon. The only time you have such a psul is a modern case of a carbon pesach, not an Erev Pesach. That a carbon pesach, not an Erev Pesach, then, if you think l'shem pesach, that's what makes it psul. So that's a new type of a psul. It's not such a strong psul. I tell you, maybe such a psul that's a less of a psul, it was only in the gay elab pesach bavad, maybe here it's different. Maybe over here I'll tell you, since the first psul is not so strong, later when you have in mind to do it shleil l'shmoi, that makes it kosher, maybe you could rectify the first machshava, and maybe it would become kosher. So that's why it's a good shaila, we don't have an answer for it. The Gemara says, my heavy law, what's the maskana? What should we really say here? So my Rabbi said like this, Pesach sheshochetu b'shar yemois hashonah, a korban Pesach that you shech the rest of the year, not during Erev Pesach, is l'shmoi v'shleil l'shmoi. In the case where you first shechted l'shmoi, which is a bad machshava, you had a mind to do with the shem of korban Pesach, which makes it possible, because today, not Erev Pesach, you can't bring a korban Pesach. V'shleil l'shmoi, then you also had a second thought, which that is a good thought. You had a mind to do it, shleil l'shmoi l'shem shlomim, which could make this carbon kosher, is halacha kosher, ein echnami takas kosher. Why? He's saying, I'll bring you proof now. Rav is saying a svara why. Stoma l'shmoi koi. Every carbon, stoma, if you don't have any thought, b'shas you're doing it, minastam, the way it is, the normal manner, we say it's always being done, l'shem the carbon itself. So therefore, carbon Pesach, when it's not Erev Pesach, also, when you start to shech the korban, we'll say mistoma, stam, it's also considered being done l'shem korban Pesach. And still we say, V'yafilu achi, still we say, Ki shochet lei, when you do make the shechita, shelo lishmoi, and you have the fairish in mind to do it l'shem akavrish from him, that is kosher. Alma, what do we see? Also shelo lishmoi, your second thought like, to do this carving shlomi shmoi, not l'shem pesach, but to do it l'shem shlomim, which is a good machshava, not on erev pesach, or mapik leimidei l'shmoi, and it takes it away from the stam machshava, when you have no thought at all, min astam, like this, when on the general thought is, that since this carbon is a carbon pesach, generally talking, whatever you do, is being done for the carbon pesach. Of the Zeis, you see clearly that the Machshava Shlel Lishmoi could take away the stomach of Lishmoi. I'll tell you what in the same Svar goes. Ki Shochet Nami Lishmoi. Even in the case where not Stam, he just made a Shchita generally, but he really thought, B'Shan Shchita, he wants to do it Lishmoi. He wants to do it Hashem Akorban Pesach. This Shlel Lishmoi. And then he had a second thought to do it Kosher, to do it Hashem Ishlamim. I'll tell you still it's Kosher. I'll tell you also Shlel Lishmoi. The machshava shlel lishmoi, the second thought comes, umapas leimadei lishmoi. It takes away from the first thought of lishmoi. Yishogonam lishmoi, v'shtol lishmoi, osh v'shtol lishmoi, umapas leimadei lishmoi. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. That just like when you do something stam, which generally is l'shem pesach, still when you do it shlel lishmoi, that machshava makes it kosher. So Adim, when first you thought Pesha Shchita to do it Mamash L'Shem Akorban Pesach, and then right away you changed your mind to do it L'Shem L'Shle L'Shmoi L'Shem Ishlomim, it also becomes kosher. Since now it's not Erev Pesach, now if you do it Shle L'Shmoi, that makes it kosher. That's what Rava wanted to say. So Amalei Rav Ada Barava L'Rava. Rav Ada Rava said back to Rava, no, Dil Mateith, maybe it's different. Shani Heichod Yomar, Mechid Lo Yomar, there's a big difference. In the case of Stam means you didn't say anything. At the beginning of the Shrita, true, you didn't think the Shem Shlomim, but you didn't think positively L'Shem HaPesach. So if you didn't think positively, that's different. Mashem came where you did think positively that it should be done L'Shem Pesach, then it's possible. Then it won't help you anymore to have a Machshava Shlo L'Shmo. There's a difference of Stam and Machshava. Says Dil Mashani Echad Yomer, in the case where you said exactly you want it to be done L'Shem HaKorban Pesach, Me'echad Layomar, from a case where you did not say it should be done L'Shem Korban Pesach. What's the raya? I bring you a raya for this. In a case where you thought that you're shechting it now, that this korban should be for the people that could eat and for the people that can't eat, that we say it's kosher. The korban is kosher. Yeah? Now, v'chol heicha t'shochat le'shlei le'ichlov l'chu de'posel. But if you shecht the korban just with the machshavah, that only for the people that can't eat the korban should use it, then the korban is possible. That's halacha. If you only have in mind b'shas shchita that you want the people that can't eat to eat from this korban, the korban is possible. Like we said before, a korban pesach has to be that people could eat from it. If nobody could eat from it, the korban is possible. Now the kasha is v'amai. Why is the korban possible in such a case? Ha'astam mali oichlov. Every time when you stam shech the korban, stam you also think loichlov koi for the people that could eat from it. So why is the puzzle then? Let it say min astam you had in mind to shech it for the people that could eat from it. So even if later you thought for the people that can't eat from it, still it should be kosher. Because when you have these two machshavis, loichlov and shloi loichlov, the korban is kosher. So now that you're only thinking out shloi loichlov, still it should be kosher. Because min astam, generally talking, when you first started the shechita, at the beginning of the shechita, before you had your wrong machshava, generally talking, the machshava was that it should be geshochten for the people that could eat from it. So why is the korban possible then? Ella, what do you have to answer to me? That there's a difference. Shani heiched yomer, there's a difference where you speak it out, then it's possible. Meheiched lo yomer, from the case where you don't say it. In other words, when you say clearly, I want to shech now for loichlov, people that could eat, and then I say shloi loichlov, then it's kosher. Because I spoke it out, loichlov, that's what makes it kosher. But in the case with stam, at the beginning I made the shechita, I didn't have anything in mind. Even though min astam, you also think, generally talking, it's being done for the people that could eat, but you didn't speak it out. Now we say, if you only speak out, you're shechting it, shloi loichlov, for the other five people that can't eat, the korban is possible. Why is it possible? Because when you have stam and you're talking, you only look at what you say. Since all you said was you want a shech now for the people that can't eat from the korban, therefore the korban is possible. Even though you also had a stam machshava. So you see, stam means nothing where you spoke out. He's talking to me, by us also. Shani hechid yomar mehechid lo yomar. There's no sushtom. When you say stam should be done l'shem Pesach, and then you speak out the feirish shalom l'shem Pesach, then it's kosher. Because what you say stam doesn't mean too much. Mashenkin, when you first spoke out the feirish that you want it to be done mamish l'shem korban Pesach, and it's not ever Pesach now, so that's the machshava that passes. Later, when you think shalom l'shma, you can't make it kosher anymore. That's what Rav Adam Bar Rava answered back Rava. Omalei, so Rava said back to Rav Adam Bar Rava, no, midi ira, what's the raya one to the other? Bishlei mahosa matei different by oichlov. I'll tell you, kama dolo yocholei bishchito, stomei vade lishmoi koi. A korban Pesach is different. A korban Pesach calls a man, you didn't think that it should be done l'shem shlomim, metchila this korban was hooked up to shem a korban Pesach. So there's a stam that, generally talking, if you don't think into it, it's being done for the purpose of a Korban Pesach. Because that's what you first makdish it for. So there's a good stam to say it was done l'shem Korban Pesach. And elohocha, stam uli oichlov koi. But here you want to ask me a question to say that I see stam doesn't mean anything. No. What's the case of stam you bring me right doesn't mean anything? When first you thought l'shem oichlov, min astam, and then when you only spoke out shloili echlov, there we say it's possible. The question is, why is it possible? You also saw at the beginning stoma lo echlov. The Torah says that's not called the stam at all. Why? Because dilma mim shchehani v'yosi achrin yamim alayim. There's halacha that the korban Pesach you could change. At the beginning, five people bought the korban. They had a mind it's going to be their korban. They'll eat from it. And then later, right before the treaty, they changed their mind. They were allowed to pull themselves back from this korban and say, we'll bring another korban. So matchila, when you shech the korban, like the Kohen or the Israel, doesn't really know who the Bailam is. It's never considered I'm only shechting for these people, because even though I knew yesterday they bought the korban, maybe today they changed their mind and somebody else took over the korban. The Tanan, we learned, Nimnin, you could appoint new people. O Moshkin, take off the old people, as should they in the hands of the men from the korban. Achi Yishkat, cause the man you didn't make the shechita yet, you could appoint new people and take off the old people. So therefore, by stama to say shechting for the original owners that could eat, we don't have such a stama, because you don't know who the owners are. The owners could change any second. Mashenkin, in my case, Rabbi says, I have a good raya though, because this korban was huktash for the purpose of the korban Pesach. So stam is brought for korban Pesach. Still, we say when you think shalom lishmoi, it's kosher. So we see the machshava shalom lishmoi takes away from the psul of lishmoi. That's the way Rava holds. So the Mori Boilu, I have another shaila now. He boilu who? Pesach sheshochatu b'shaya moysa shona. What about a korban Pesach that you shech the rest of the year, not on erev Pesach? So we said the rest of the year it's a korban Pesach. But it has a din shlomim. See, if you have a machshava shlo lishmoi, you think to do it l'shem shlomim, the korban becomes kosher. What about if you didn't think shlo lishmoi, you didn't think l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlomim, but you had another thought? Pesach shok shayim oisashona b'shino b'aylam. Originally, Reuven owned this korban. Now you're thinking out the shech l'shem Reuven, l'shem Shimon. What's the locha? Mal. What's the locha? Shino b'aylam k'shino kodesh domi. By regular kodshim, that's also the psul. At the beginning, the first Mishnah in Zvachim says there are two general cases of psulim by kodshim. One is, if it's a korban oila, and you think to do it l'shem shlomim, that means shinu kodesh, that's one psul. Another psul is shinu bailim. Usually by every korban, there's an owner to the bailim. He's the one that brought it, he's the one that gets the kapara, gets the forgiveness from it. So let's say the Kohen thought that this is the Reuven's korban, and instead of shechting l'shem Reuven, he shechted l'shem Shimon. The lachmer that also makes the psul. The korban is also possible. So what about you took this korban Pesach, and you bring it now the rest of the year? So lachmer is, kol zaman the korban is kosher for korban Pesach, it's possible right now. Because right now is not the time for korban Pesach. But if you bring it with a machshava that passes it from a korban Pesach, then it does become kosher. Because that's called the Akira. In other words, you're taking off it the din of a Korban Pesach, and you're letting it stay with his din Shlamim. So now, Shinu Kodesh, that for sure is good. If you think now, I don't want a Shech L'Shem a Korban Pesach, but rather I want to have in mind to do it L'Shem Shlamim, that's very good. Because you're taking off the Shem Pesach, and you're letting it stay with the Shem Shlamim, it's kosher. What about you didn't think the Shem Shlamim, you just thought you want to change the ownership of the Korban? Like you know this is Reuven's Korban, and you have in your mind now I'm shechting it for Shimon. What's the Shaila? Now, Shino Bailam Kishino Kodesh Domi, just like by all other Kodeshim, this also makes the Korban puzzle. Melo Machshilei, Melo here also the Korban should become kosher. In other words, the Achronim say the Yisai, that a Korban Pesach the rest of the year is kosher, it's not the pshat that you have to like really take off the Shem Korban Pesach and put on it a Shem Korban Shlomim. It's enough that you pass it for Pesach. Once you make this Korban not kosher for Korban Pesach, automatically it gets a Din Shlomim. Like we're saying, a Korban Pesach really is a Korban Shlomim. Just it has something extra on it. Not only a Pashta Korban Shlomim, it's also a Korban Pesach. Now, if you take off the psul, you make a tussle for Korban Pesach, automatically it becomes kosher for Shlomim. That's the shalir also. If you make a Shinu Bailim, you shecht it with the wrong thought for the wrong ownership. So for the real Korban Pesach, it's a Pashta Korban. So once this Korban is Pashta for Korban Pesach, that automatically takes off the extra din that it has of a Korban Pesach, and what does it remain with? With din of a Shlomim. So maybe it should become kosher. That was his sophic. Amra Papa, so our Papa says, I'm Risal Shmaite Kaim with Rava. I told over my shell according to Rava. Hoyal Vishino Kurdish Poislib is Manim, Vishino Bailam Poislib is Manim. They both puzzle on Erev Pesach. Ma Shino Kurdish, just like Shino Kurdish, She Poislib is Manim, Mach Shiru Liachas Manim. After Erev Pesach, if you shech the Korban the same Shlomim, it's kosher. I'll tell you in Svarim, ask Shino Bailam the same thing. She Poislib is Manim, if on Erev Pesach itself, you shech this carbon, l'shem a different owner, so Pesach is possible. Machshir l'yachas manoy. Maybe that also makes this carbon Pesach now kosher when it's not ever Pesach. Because to make it kosher now just means possible it for carbon Pesach. Therefore, what is it? A carbon shlomim, and a shlomim you could bring today. But Yomla, you answered me back, no. I'll tell you there's no sushi. Can't learn that one from the other. Lo yimamata b'shinu kodesh shekem sula begufay. Shinu kodesh is absolutely the actual carbon itself. Instead of thinking for a shlomim, you thought for an oilam. V'yeshnu ba'am ba'avoydis. Any one of the dalal avoydis, shchita, zrika, kabbalah, halacha, you could have a machshava of shinu kodesh. V'yeshnu lachem isam. Even after the owner dies, and the bonim yarshin it, still there's a psul shinu kodesh. V'yeshnu b'tzibu kibayachid. Even a korban tzibu also has a psul of shinu kodesh. It was supposed to be a chattis, and you have a mind for an oilam, it becomes possible. To Yama Bashino Bailam, Mashenkin the Psul of the thoughts for the royal ownership, it's not that way. The Havamina is the Ainsul of a Gufay. It's not a Psul in the actual carbon itself. It's only a thought about the royal ownership of the carbon. The Yena Baba Voidis, was Aloha is the Shino Bailam is only the gate of Zrika. Zrika is what gives the real kapara for the owner. And the pshat for the owner of a carbon is he gets kapara. So the psul could only be chal b'shas rika, not like shino kodesh, which is chal b'yol dalar avoydis. V'yeinu liachem isa. Once the original owner dies, there's no more kapora. A mace doesn't have a kapora. So male is no halacha for shino bailim. V'yeinu b'tzibah k'b'yachid. A korban tzibah doesn't pass the shino bailim, because there's no owner by the tzibah. It belongs to everybody. How could you change from one guy to the other guy? Any korban tzibah automatically belongs to everybody. So it's never possible in case of a shino thing. Now, we have forgot the Tati of Davka. Two of these cases are not Davka. Tati Mir Davka. Two of them are Davka. The Maishino Shino Bailam Lehevi Psul Begufay. Why do you say Shino Bailam is not called the Psul of the Korban? The Psul of Machshava B'Yalma. It's only a thought. I'll tell you, Shino Kurdish Nami Psul of Machshava. Or Shino Kurdish is also only a thought. B'Yalma who? The Psul of the Yama Shino Bailam Enli Achamisa. If after the owner dies, you can't change the ownership. L'rapinchas b'reid Rav Ami d'yomar yesh shino bailam yachamisa. He also knows there is a psul of shino bailam yachamisa. Mayik l'meim, what could you say? Tartam yudav kaninum. But two of these things are different. Shino bailam is different than shino kodesh. So what's the loch? El Omer Ovom. Pesach sheshoftu b'shayim yamay sashona. B'shino bailam. Nasek to me shein l'bailam is manu posul. No. If you shech the korban Pesach the rest of the year with a psul of shino bailam, just like on Erev Pesach, this psul passes the korban, who adin the rest of the year, it also passes the korban. Because it's true. Even if you want to tell me you took off the Shem Karm Pesach, but you're still left with a Psul Shina Bailim. Even if it's a Shlomim now, a Karm Shlomim is also possible with a Shina Bailim. So the Maisi had this raw Machshav of a Shina Bailim, that makes it possible altogether. Hey, it's only the Machshav of Shina Kodesh makes it kosher. If you think you don't want it to be a Karm Pesach, but rather a Karm Shlomim, that's kosher.